manipulative? The traditional type of manipulation conjures up images of used car salespeople, snake oil vendors, and Mr. and Mrs. Slick with their dog and pony shows, enthusiastic acrobatics, and worn-out clothes. Or the Sandler system, no planned presentations, allowing the prospect to set the course within defined boundaries, no enthusiastic antics which arouse suspicion in the prospect's mind. Am I making the right decision? Am I paying too much? Why is that salesperson so happy? And also, no worn-out Ben Franklin or impending event closes. Win-win? You bet. The Sandler prospect gets the opportunity to fit his pain to your product or service, and you get to go to the bank. And if you run your submarine the way it was designed to be run, and you are unable to establish a strong, mutually agreeable contract, you're out of there, without wasting anybody's time, especially yours. Your traditional colleagues must push their products or services on anyone who will listen because they do not have the skills to, one, have the confidence to abort if there's no fit, two, really understand how to solve a prospect's problems when there is a fit, and three, trust their skill. They must rely on the old adage, the more presentations you give, the more you close. The objective during this discussion on pain is to show you that the development of pain allows both you and your prospect to get your mutual needs met. The prospect gets his hurts taken care of, you close a new customer, and go to the bank.